it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's a funny thing.
It is 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is our expert when it comes to some of the things more naturally available in the world of health and well-being. He's a Nurka chiropractor, and as such, has become privy to a lot of studies, a lot of work that's being done. Various parts of your body, when they don't function, affect a lot more sometimes than just the areas of your body that don't function. To wit, a study is being done by a lady named Laura, who happens to be a friend of Mr. McFadden's.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing a treatise on back problems and how they cause problems in relationships. I suppose there's the obvious, Jack. Laura, why don't you first give us a little insight into the study, how you're doing it, what you're aiming to try to prove other than something that's... Is this something that's affected your life, and is that why you're looking at it?
Well, it's indirectly affected my life. I've been a medical device sales rep in the spine surgery field for about 15 years. And I've spoken with the treating physicians about the frustration of working with these patients when surgery is not an option for them and the mental health effects for these patients. So in going through my master's program for marriage and family therapy, I've just really become very interested in, okay, why are these mental health needs being addressed, or are they being addressed at the wrong time? And so deciding on my thesis, really what I've honed in on is understanding the effect for the couple as an entity, not the individual patient or the spouse of the patient, but the effects on the relationship. And what I have found through my study is that there's when there is a discrepancy between how the patient perceives their own pain and when the spouse feels perceives the pain, there's an increase in emotional distress.
How would the partner, the spouse, feel it? What are the ways, the dramatic ways that, other than the obvious, that might help us understand what's manifesting here?
Resentment. There's a lot of role shift where the spouse takes on additional roles within the family that the patient would typically do. Financial distress, loss of intimacy, things of that nature.
Okay.
That
so it's broader than you might originally thinking about. Chores that the husband or the wife might do and then can't because he or she is incapacitated. There's nothing worse than having a bad back. I'll tell you, as one who lost, really, I had my L5 from when I was 18. I've learned how to live with it, cope with it. But I understand completely what you're saying. Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, it's funny because I don't know that I've ever talked to you about this, but we have a neighbor who has chronic back pain, and you always see when they're young son is out and, you know, riding his bike. It's always the mom that's out riding his bike.
Mm-hmm.
The mom who's out throwing the ball with him because the dad's back is just in such bad shape.
Yeah.
And then you've got to think, how is that affecting their intimacy?
Love life. Yeah.
It's got to be stressful.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I mean, how many of these do you get walked through your door every single day?
Oh, every day. Every day. I have four new patients scheduled today. I guarantee two of them will have back pain that's been going on for more than 5 to 10 years.
So what do you see with regard to the relationship effects?
Well, everything that Laura was saying there, but another insidious problem that begins to creep in even before either one of them seems to recognize it is a disbelief of the non-suffering partner.
The person doesn't think it's as bad as it is.
Exactly, because, honey, we've been to surgeons, and the surgeons say, you know, surgery really isn't an option for you right now. And there's no herniations. And I think I've mentioned on the show before, they've done some studies where they've taken people off the street with severe chronic back pain, and there's no pathology on an MRI or an X-ray at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then there have been other people who they've done MRIs on with two or three herniated discs and apparently asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
So those things, herniated discs, degenerative disc disease, are actually the symptom of another problem even more deep than that has been going on for years, and that's the spinal misalignment that twists and torques the spine and eventually starts tearing up the supportive tissue. And for some people, it comes on overnight. Other people, it comes on gradually. So I can sit there, and like Laura was saying, there's a loss of intimacy. One of them just can't provide any sex anymore. And the patient begins to be defensive because even members of the her own children, his own children, siblings, you know, oh boy, here comes the big pain sufferer. And when I look at the films, I know they're in trouble. When I do my ortho neuro exam, I know they're hurting. And when they finally get somebody who will believe them, you think that they just finally found out Santa Claus is true.
All right, so Laura, here's my subtext for your thesis. You might look at or trying to use these problems as a justification for having an affair. All right? When you do your subtext A, section B.
L-U.
Yeah. This is a good reason for you to say, okay, I'm having an affair. All right? That may not be the main thesis.
So,
but
Laura, back to the serious. What you're finding, I mean, as
what,
far as...
You don't think I'm serious?
Yeah, I know you're absolutely serious.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting to talk on the other end of this now, not just the surgical end, but talking to people in relationships and how they're handling this. Do most people, are they able to get through this? Do people believe that their other, that the spouse is going through this amount of pain, or is it just a wall that can't be climbed over?
Well, there's such a huge population that's affected by this. My research shows 70 to 80% of people experience back pain.
Back problems? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a hard general statement to make, Rich, but I will say that we're learning more about when and how patients should be encouraged to seek some type of therapy, some family therapy or couples therapy, because from my experience, what's happening now is they're not hearing that. And what Dr. Jack said about not being believed is huge, and it affects the patient's sense of self and conflict in the relationship. So if patients are approached sooner, that oftentimes chronic back pain can't be completely healed, but you can learn to cope with it better, and we encourage you to seek a medical family therapist or some type of therapist that can help you adjust to the changes in your life, because there's an equal body of literature talking about how mental health can impact long-term prognosis. If they're happier, they get better. I don't know, Dr. Jack, if you see that, but attitude is a huge part of it.
Well, it is, and as soon as something starts to work for them, and they almost go through a new birth of life because they can find a way out of the pain, then things will heal, especially in the relationship, much quicker than they broke down. So, I agree with you 100%.
Laura's done a good job on this. Laura, if you don't want to have Rich as a friend anymore, you can call me.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
And Rich,
that.
I can help your neighbor.
You'll have to fight me over that one. But I should talk to her, Jack, and see between the both of you.
I'm serious.
Very worthwhile. I'm glad Laura is doing this. I'm glad Richie remembered that she was
Saturday
working on
night,
this.
We were having dinner, and there was five of us there, and we were all sitting around talking and chatting, and we were fascinated by this. Yeah. And we ended up spending a half an hour, 45 minutes talking about
this. It has to affect your life.
Everybody sitting there at the table knew somebody who was affected by this.
By the way, how come there were only five there if it was a couples group?
I left Janet at home.
Oh, good for you, Rich.
There was a national study not done too terribly long ago where half of the American public over the age of 50 will have experienced back pain to a point where it's driven them to a professional at least once.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Listen,
Is it more common among men than women?
I've seen the reverse, actually. It's more frequent in women than men. Jack, what have you read?
Yeah, I you know why. Because women are much more in touch with their bodies. And men, here's the bottom line for men. If they can get it up and get it out, everything's fine.
Nice.
For a woman, the slightest little tingling in the middle of her ring finger will drive her to a professional because they're so much more in tune with their bodies than men are. Men are immortal. Men live forever.
Well, and from the couple's context, where that's interesting, is that there are higher rates of spouse depression when women are the spouse, not the patient, because women will own some of their male spouse's pain and care more.
Absolutely.
Whereas men are like, honey, I'm going to go golf. I hope you feel better.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The sensitive new age guys. Laura, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Nice to meet you and chat with you. All right, so back problems and how they cause relationship problems and how they affect everything. They really do. There's nothing worse than having a bad back and having to live with it and trying to figure out what to do. And there's so many charlatans, so many people who will do this, that, the other thing. The last thing you want to do is have somebody stick a knife in your spine, in your back, because that is more often than not, whether you know it or you don't know it, ends up in complete disaster. You don't want to do it. I remember when I had my problems as a kid, I was lifting on the farm growing up. I was stronger than anybody else, lifting jugs of milk and bales of hay and bags of grain. But I lifted with my back instead of my legs. Mm-hmm. By the time I was 18, my L5 was gone. I spent 4 hours on a bench one day in front of the barn because I couldn't move. I was literally on my back, and it's happened to me any number of times over the years. And dealing with it best was through chiropractic and acupunctural care.
Once a year, I used to go through this thing, and then I went to see a chiropractor, and they were like, "Oh, your pelvis is out of line." Boom, and I've been fine.
So, how do we fix your friend?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to see.
Send him to Salt Lake City. Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell is one of our medical experts on the Good Day program. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com, for all kinds of exciting and interesting tips on how you can maintain or gain great health. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more, and together we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, 21 after the hour, time to do the dusting.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Four calling birds, and two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
This from last year, Richie.
Day of Christmas, on my true love gave to me.
All right, so it is our job to keep you informed here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So in that spirit and the spirit of the season, you may be interested to know that the cost of all the gifts that are listed here, the partridges, the pear trees, the turtle doves, has spiked, pushing the cost of all of the items mentioned in the 12 Days of Christmas above the $100,000 mark.
Wow.
To buy all that
for the
junk.
First time.
Wow.
Right.
Mostly, you know, I would take the golden rings, but I definitely want a gift receipt for the Lords of Leaping, I think.
Yeah. Maids of Milking, ladies dancing, Lords of Leaping.
Items with three Acuras driving.
Okay, here's the 2020 trivia quiz. How many items are mentioned in the 12 Days of Christmas?
Total, through all 12 verses.
Total, correct.
Okay.
800, and the answer is at DougSteffen.com. 800-510-8255. If you have the story of the 12 Days of Christmas and how much it costs to buy all of these, it also lists the number of items that are repeated across all the verses. What is the number of items? What are
so when it says three turtle doves, and then it says, and then it counts it down, three turtle doves,
right.
Three turtle doves, three turtle doves.
Yep.
Three times 12.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
So three times
three.
Nine.
Well, you have to go through with that with all of them.
Yeah, because they would come up with a number. Three item nine times.
How many items are there listed in the 12 Days of Christmas, yum, bum, 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 12 drummers drumming, 22 pipers piping, 30 lords are leaping, 36 ladies dancing, 40 maids are milking, 42 swans are swimming, 42 geese are laying, 40 gold rings, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 22 turtle doves, 12 partridges in a pear tree. I'm giving you the numbers, you put them together. 11 pipers piping would set you back $2,427. All right.
Wow.
Let's see here. 3.5% rise in the cost of all of these things. Can you imagine the person who's got time enough on his hands to have figured this out? That's what I find more curious than anything else. Who is it that did this? Well, his name is Jim Dunnigan. He's the managing executive partner of PNC Wealth Management. He's the one.
Glad my money's not with him.
I wonder if he had a secretary or somebody working for him to do all of the work. But it's very. We've thought that we had a sluggish economy until last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, when people are spending at a rate that's almost 10% higher than they were spending last year. That does, I wonder online, Roberta, has the number reflected the same as at the real estate at the stores at the malls, or has it been less at the malls and more online to average out to a little less than 10%? I would be curious to know.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know, but I know online shopping has just exploded. So
yeah, right.
Possibly.
Five gold rings went from $645 to $650.
And so, you mentioned about gold.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, yeah, well, gold has gone up. Silver,
yeah,
too.
Right. Okay. So you understand the context of the question.
Yeah.
800-510-8255.
I find it impossible to answer.
Why? All you have to do is go to DougStephan.com. We've done all the work for you.
Oh, okay.
I told you that.
You can do that.
Go to the story about the 12 days of Christmas, and you
yeah,
will see.
Yeah, I mean, because who actually takes the time to go through the whole song?
Yeah. All right. Seven Swans of Swimming, most expensive, gone up 12.5%, cost $6,300. You got to do that. But the song in and of itself can be really annoying. If I listen to it all the way through, I find it annoying.
I always shut it off about number five, I
right.
think.
Yeah, right, yeah. 12 Lords of Leaping. No, 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 no. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook reached a settlement agreement with the Federal Trade Commission that requires the site to ask users for consent before changing privacy settings. The FTC made a total of 8 allegations towards Facebook, including making users' private information public without their consent. In other news, Google announced that it's taking Google Maps indoors. You can now access floor plans of select airports, malls, and retailers like Macy's, Home Depot, and IKEA. More public locations will be added over time, and if you want your business mapped, Google will let you submit your floor plan online. And finally, if you're a Fios internet and cable subscriber, Verizon will stream live TV channels through your Xbox. Starting December 6th, if you're an Xbox Live Gold member, you can use your console to watch 26 live channels without the need for an additional set-top box. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here at Funovations, Inc., we're celebrating the holidays with a weekend wonder. Let's see what our Old Navy deal grabber is going to grab this time.
He's going in.
Hey, the deal grabber's grabbed a Sweaters Weekend Wonder. Get them for the whole family for just $10. Oh, deal grabber, maybe I'll get you a sweater. This weekend wonder only lasts a weekend, so give the gift of toasty sweaters just $10. Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Select styles only, last, last, last.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, but are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Roberta.
You're dying to get this one out, aren't you?
Today. There's something about this that just, it may, as often is the case when I get excited about silly stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, Jennifer is responsible for this.
Doug has been trying to sell tell this story / joke for about 40 minutes now.
Yeah. All right, so you ready?
Yeah, could better be good.
Ready.
Okay. As usual, when you have that much anticipation, it'll become absolutely worthless. This whole thing is going to probably blow up in my face. At any rate,
we're going to like it.
All right. An Italian grandmother is giving directions to her grandson, who's coming over to visit with his wife.
Okay.
You come in the front door of the apartment, huh? I am in an apartment at 301.
Hey, you come in at the front door of the apartment, huh?
Go ahead. I'm in apartment at 301.
I'm in apartment at 301.
Okay. There's a big panel in the front of Dora. With your elbow, push a button 301. There's a big panel on the front door.
There's a big panel on the front of Dora. With your elbow, you press a 301.
I will buzzer you in. Come inside.
I will buzzer you in.
The elevator is on your right.
Come inside. The elevator is on your right.
Get in and with your elbow, push a 3.
Get in and with your elbow, you push a 3.
When you get out, I'm on the left. With your elbow, you hit my doorbell.
When you get out, I'm on the left. With your elbow, you push my doorbell.
Grandma, that sounds easy, but why am I hitting all these buttons with my elbow? What? You coming empty-handed?
What? So you coming empty-handed to your grandma? What's wrong with you?
I don't know if that was funny or offensive or a little bit of both.
That's nice. Appreciate that. That insult to injury.
I like that.
All right. Yeah, that was good. Okay, back to the matters at hand here. Dr. Kent Kronos. All right, stop that. Will you stop that? 800. Oh, it's over, Rich.
Almost sounds evil.
It's over. Yes, it is over. All right. So Dr. Ken joins us in about 10 minutes here on Good Day for his daily dose of important medical information. In the meantime, we'll occupy your mind with several other things that may or may not be of... you have to decide yourself whether this stuff is of value or not. I think it has value, but that doesn't mean you think it has
value.
Hey,
if I wake up at 4 o'clock every day in the morning for this, you should too.
That's funny in and of itself. Yes, right. Thank you. If you're stupid enough to get up every morning at 4 o'clock...
Can you believe that?
...and go from there. Ron is in Salt Lake City. The question... posed because of the story of the value of the 12 days of Christmas being up again, I have asked how many items there are associated with all of these things in the song. What is that number?
It's 364.
How did you get to that number?
Wow.
Fancy ciphering.
Fancy ciphering. Did you read the article at DougStefan.com? What did you...
No, actually, yesterday on the radio here in Salt Lake, they were talking about this, and I thought it was strange that, you know, one more, 365, there would have been one for every day of the year.
So right. Yeah. So maybe what we should do is make it a baker's dozen and add that extra one and make it 365. How's that?
Absolutely.
That'd be a good deal. Yeah.
I'm just impressed that Ron pays such good attention to the radio.
Yeah.
I just think it's embarrassing we're doing this story a day late.
Right. Why is it a day late? There's no time.
Because
we
heard
on
about this.
This
yesterday.
Somebody beat us.
I know.
Wait a minute, just a second.
We did not
Where
provide
does it
breaking
say,
news.
Well, actually, Jennifer,
who gives a rat's butt
truth
about
be told.
This is this same story, the same number
was applicable last year, the year before,
100 years ago.
Doug. This was on the website.
It was
yesterday,
on DougStefan.com yesterday.
So why are you calling attention to it? Today, okay, that's fine. I keep up with things as they appeal to me. It doesn't say just because it was there yesterday.
I was really just teasing.
He's all upset about
it. I am.
I was just teasing.
Settle down, big fella.
Okay.
It's only,
so, Ron,
it's only
it's just you and me here. You notice that I have a team that is not actually on my side. With a team like this.
There's power
Ron
in numbers.
Us. That's right.
Right. And I'm number one. All right. So we'll give you a nice prize, dear Ron. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Good
Merry Christmas. Is it too early to wish people a Merry Christmas?
No. Fine. Perfect.
Okay.
You can start doing that after Halloween now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, listen to the radio. So there's Roberta in the background. No! So, Roberta.
Yes,
there is a new art project in New York. Speaking of yesterday's DougStefan.com, the story at DougStefan.com yesterday, Jennifer.
It's okay, as long as no one calls in and calls us on it.
Why? What difference does it make? There's no date on it. I could go back 100 days if I wanted to.
I'm telling you, I will send him a story, Jennifer, and months later... He will be using that story and then ask me details about it. I'm like, wait a minute, where do I remember this from?
Uh-huh.
He keeps everything.
Everything. And there's a place for everything.
You
and
just threw away a newspaper from what year?
2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bingo.
So the art project in New York, Roberta, which stretches half a city block, the people who walk by it are invited to finish the sentence, "Before I die." So here's an interesting and probably excellent exercise, and that's probably why we're doing this. The matter at hand, and you put yourself into, obviously, this position. Before I die, fill in the blank. Richie, we'll start with you. Before I die.
I will see my kids grow up happy and healthy and have a nice life.
Jennifer, before I die.
I will see my cat grow up happy now. gosh, I want to have a family. I'll put that in my before I die. I want to have a family.
Okay.
That's a good one. And see New York at Christmas.
Roberta, before I die.
Ooh, I want to drive cross country.
All right.
Ooh, that's
you
good.
Can join me. I do it every year, twice a year.
Yeah, I know you do.
I thought about that, but we'd probably kill each other being locked in a car. What's it take?
All of us,
days?
You mean? All of us together
that
going across country?
That would be so fun. We could have sing-alongs, you
we
guys.
We should do it. Yeah. We should. Oh, Doug. Let's get the Winnebago.
Yeah.
Should
let's
we go to the Grand Canyon? I've never been.
Yeah. Me
either. Ooh, I just went through it.
So here's the wall that
you're
we're talking
at the bottom
about.
Of it where you belong.
they are gathering dreams. This is an idea that came from a person who wanted to become an NBA player. And the desire to... They wanted to have... they want to share this...
Before I die, I will be in a band.
Whatever, yeah. Before I die, I want to see my children live to be 100. Whatever it is. Before I die...
No. Think like fantasy camp type stuff.
What did you say, Roberta?
That means you'll be 300.
Thank you. Before I die transforms neglected spaces... in New York into construction ones where people can discover the aspirations of those who are around them.
I know you're before I die.
Which is?
Before I die, I want to go into outer space.
I would like to.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's Doug's before I die.
Yep. Yep. So what can you share if you want to? You can share a couple of these with us if you'd like. 800-510-8255. Before I die.
Yeah. Before I
die. By the way,
die.
That's right. Thank you.
I did yesterday, by the way, and the responses were interesting.
And they were? Go ahead. What are some of the responses?
No, I put it on my own personal page and just got a few responses on. I think I'm going to put it up again. Right. But so one of them was to meet the Good Day Gang. Let's see. I'll have to go to it. A couple
that's
of
easy
many
enough.
Of them were just about the yeah, many
hardly
of them
worth
were just
dying
about
over
show.
That.
I tell you, it's more than it's cracked.
It's more than it's cracked up to be, yeah.
All let's right. see. I'd like to meet Miss Horn. That's me.
Miss Horn.
Okay. And before he dies, Angel would like to listen to Good Day, which is again pretty easy.
What's his problem?
I don't know. Lewis Wayne says he hopes he can forgive all those that he has hurt, which is interesting. He'd want to ask for forgiveness, maybe,
yeah,
and
okay.
then at least have another 15 minutes of public impact.
Another?
Another?
What did he do before?
He's a politician in New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another. So again, this is a great exercise. You may share them with us, or just think about it yourself as you're driving or going through your daily routine. What do you want to accomplish? It's kind of like the bucket list, I guess, in a manner of speaking. 800-510-8255. Now. Here's something that is a sort of a postscript to that exercise. A first grade teacher presented each child in her class with the first half of a well-known proverb and asked them to come up with the remainder of the proverb. This is actually work done by first graders. Some of these, when I read them to you, you'll find this hard to believe. The insight that they have. Imagine your son, Richie, being given one of these. There are 26 different items. Let's see if I can get them all before we have to go to Dr. Ken. There's 6-year-olds, and they get better as we go through them. All right, here we go. What was the premise? The first item given to this student, don't change horses. Student wrote in, until they stop running.
Good.
Okay. Strike while the answer, bug is close. He's a 6-year-old.
Whoa. Smart kid.
Smart kid.
It's always darkest before daylight savings time.
Okay.
The first part of the sentence, the teacher presents the students 6 years old. Fill in the last part. Never underestimate the power of termites.
Good.
You can lead a horse to water, but how?
Okay.
Don't bite the hand that looks dirty. No news is impossible.
It's
that's true.
True,
by the
a
way.
Miss is as good as a mister.
Oh, I like that.
You can't teach an old dog new math. If you lie down with dogs, you'll stink in the morning.
True.
Love all, trust me. The pen is mightier than the pigs. Pig pen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going through. There are 26 of these. We're halfway through, and then we'll go to Dr. Ken. First grade teacher gives the beginning of the sentence, 6-year-olds fill in the blank. An idle mind is the best way to relax. Where there's smoke, there's pollution. Remember now, these are 6-year-old
kids. Smart, yeah.
Happy the bride who gets all the presents. A penny saved is not much. Two's company, three's the musketeers.
True.
Don't put off till tomorrow what you put on to go to bed tonight. Laugh and the whole world laughs with you. Cry and you'll have to blow your nose.
Oh.
There are none so blind as Stevie Wonder. Children should be seen and not spanked or grounded. If at first you don't succeed, get new batteries. You get out of something only what you see in the picture on the box. When the blind lead the blind, get out of the way. Oh. A bird in the hand is going to poop on you. And the last one, and perhaps the best one, better late than pregnant.
Wow.
Wow, that's a statement.
It was very advanced.
6-year-olds in this class of first graders. All right. So that's an interesting exercise. Speaking of exercise, Dr. Ken Kronaus with his daily dose of important medical information, starting out with the problems that I have talked about for a long time here about playing soccer. Danger for those who play soccer. Up next here on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bags. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, American Airlines announced it is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the last of the major carriers pre-deregulation to do so. In fact, it wasn't complete deregulation. There's still a lot of government regulation in the airline industry. That's part of the problem. Of course, you've got socialized airports and you've got the big labor unions. But the real problem for American Airlines and the entire industry is excess capacity due to a falling American standard of living. The bottom line is Americans can't afford to fly at prices high enough to cause airlines to make a profit. Ultimately, what's going to happen is capacity is going to have to come down. Airlines are going to have to reduce the supply of seats low enough that they can jack prices up high enough to make a profit. And unfortunately for America, that is the future of air travel. Fewer choices and much, much higher prices. Get more on ChipRadio.com.
All right, story at Doug Steffen and everywhere else about Michael Jackson's doctor getting 4 years, no probation. However, he's going to be in a county lockup, Ken. So what does this say to the medical profession?
I'd like to talk to the medical profession. What this says is when you practice medicine for money, this is what happens. Michael Jackson's personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, got what he deserved, probably not enough, but he's been sentenced to 4 years in jail without probation, Doug, for involuntary manslaughter and the pop star's death.
But he doesn't, you have to give up his license. He still has a license to practice medicine.
Well, that'll come next. This was not up to the judge to decide. The California board will decide that. He's going to lose. I predict he'll lose his license.
All right, big news for soccer moms and dads about allowing your children to play soccer. What's the danger here, Ken?
This is your platform, Doug. Yep. Out of the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America in Chicago this week, frequent heading of soccer balls, Doug, by amateur players can cause brain damage leading to subtle but serious declines in thinking and coordination skills.
And, by the way, this is you get hit by the ball at about 40 miles an hour. Think about that. What does that do when you get hit in the head by an object like that, that large, at 40 miles an hour?
Here's the data and the science.
Yep. Americans with HIV, there are a lot of stories about this. There are fewer cases, not so bad. What's the real story?
Well, the real story is there's 1.2 million people in America living with HIV or AIDS, but only 28% take drugs to keep the amount of the virus in their bodies low. One in five people who are infected with HIV don't know it. Of those who are aware of the HIV positive status, slightly more than half receive ongoing treatment. And this is very sad because we now do have drugs. They're expensive. They can suppress the virus load to very low levels.
So if you had an annual blood test, you would know. So people that don't know are not having an annual physical with a blood
test.
Well,
it's one of these cost things.
Yeah, all right.
It's sad.
Government health care or just regular insurances are not going to pay for it.
Move over.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken Kronaus here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Music from Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin. I don't know who she is. Never heard of her before. Who knows about Marilyn Martin? This is from the movie White Nights. Song was number one this week in 1985, and so was the movie Separate Lives. What do we know? Anybody? Chuck Curry is our movie man. Do you know who Marilyn Martin is?
Not really. I remember this one being a big hit back in the day, though.
Yeah, it was a big hit. I remember that, but I don't remember this lady. I remember some of the other ladies that sang duets with Phil Collins. But not, I don't. This doesn't ring a bell at all. With anybody? Am I missing something?
No.
Anybody? I want to look her up, Richie. So while we get into the matter at hand here.
But if nobody knows anything about her, why should we really?
So that therefore, at the end of the conversation,
best known for her 1985 hit duet with Phil Collins, "Separate Lives."
That's it. That's
born
what it says.
Tennessee, raised in Louisville, Kentucky.
Really? Okay.
She was a backup singer for Stevie Nicks, Joe Walsh, Don Henley, Tom Petty, Kenny Loggins.
Okay, so a professional studio musician, a singer. Okay, got it. Backup. "Separate Lives" gets us into movie moments. We're going to have some important movie news. Chuck Curry is here, the man who knows about movies and DVDs, all kinds of video stuff. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can do it by going to his picture at DougStephan.com. Clicking on that goes in, you'll see why we regard him and his opinions here. First, before we get to the news and the opinions about what's happening in the movie business, let's get to our contest today. This movie happens to have been the number one movie during this week in 1990. And I don't know, I think it, I don't know that we've actually ever used this before, but if we did, it's been a long time. But the two main characters are so pronounced and so powerful in this movie, it's hard not to think that somebody's going to come up with it. Here's our first clue.
Go.
Somewhere, Rich.
Yeah. It just breaks my heart to see you like this.
Clue would be Harry Chucker. You like that clue?
I need another one.
All right. You don't know that voice? Okay. That's all right. Next clue.
You're just another lying old dirty birdie. Oh. And I don't think I'd better be around you for a while.
This is one of my favorite movies ever.
800-510-8255. This is a scary movie.
I bet the next one.
What's the next one?
Hi, Paul.
I'm your number one fan.
All right, go ahead, play the next clip.
I'm your number one fan.
Okay, yeah. There it is. 800-510. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. 800.
Doug met his latest girlfriend.
Nice. 800-510. That was very unkind, Chuckers. This is as nice as I am to you.
Well, nobody said I was kind. But
no. 800-510. I may come spend the night at your house in Stroudsbury in a week or so. 800-510-8255. Okay, what's the name of that movie? You know what it is, and you have never won before in Movie Moments. You'll call that line now, and you'll get the prize. So, again, my clue is Harry. You get the clue now, Chucker?
I do. Yeah.
Harry. Okay. All right. In 30 seconds, Chucker has movie news.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have in the movie news department today?
Interesting story, Doug. David Ayer, who wrote the Denzel Washington movie Training Day, has been hired by Universal Studios to come up with a screenplay for a contemporary spin on Scarface. Now, considering the sustained popularity of the 83 version with Al Pacino, I could see why the studio would reboot the franchise, although I got to admit I had mixed feelings about it. For fans of the 83 version of Scarface, if you're a Blu-ray fan, the movie has never looked better remastered. It's really a gorgeous print on Blu-ray. One of the bit of news, George Miller, the director of the original Mad Max trilogy, reportedly working on a third script for a new trilogy. Tom Hardy, who plays the villain Bane in the new Batman movie, will replace Mel Gibson. Filming begins early January, so if you're a fan of Mad Max, you're going to get three more Mad Max movies sometime in the next three or 4 years.
Is there a market for that?
Good question. I know they're going to spend a ton of money on it, so they better be.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Opening today in 2000, Little Nicky with Adam Sandler, Harvey Keitel, and Patricia Arquette. Remember that movie?
I do. You know, I'm one of the few who really laughed loud at that movie.
Adam Sandler was so annoying in that movie.
Men of Honor, Robert De Niro, Cuba Gooding Jr., Charlize Theron. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, good movie.
And Red Planet with Val Kilmer.
Good stuff.
Tom Sizemore. All right, let's see if Denise has the answer. What's the name of that movie, Denise?
Play Misty for me?
No, ma'am.
That's what I said.
Kathy Bates and James Caan in Misery.